Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Hawks tapped the Sioux Falls Stampede by the final of 5-2 to start a Western trip this weekend. Here's how it happened with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Hawks never trailed in this Friday night matchup, but they did see a two-goal lead slip away, only to score three unanswered and pick up the win at Denny Sanford Premier Center. Opening goal of the game came just past the midpoint of the opening period. Hillman dodges some traffic coming out of his own zone, but then lost it near the red line. Loose puck in the referee's crease. And Baker recovers it next, rink wide, feeding Shifsky, stepping in with a shot, he scores! Here come the Hawks as Garrett Shifsky beats Irving low to the glove side, and Waterloo takes the lead. Just the second first period goal that the Blackhawks have scored this season. Shifsky's second of the season, assisted by Owen Baker and Jaden Kerr. 1-0 Hawks at the 10:25 mark. And then Baker would get involved less than 3 minutes later once again. Procius snags it in his own zone, checked by Ring, but got it around the wall, and Baker turns back out to the neutral zone. Avoids Sobieski, comes into the offensive end. Baker's shooting, he scores! Here come the Hawks! More good things in this building for Owen Baker, who scores in transition from a similar spot to the goal scored by Shifsky earlier. It's 2-0 Waterloo at 13:06 of the first period. Baker the finish, his second goal of the season, assists on the score to Patrick Geary and to Miles Hillman at 13:06 to make it 2-0 Blackhawks. Sioux Falls started the night converting over 40% of their power plays, and nothing they did tonight hurt that percentage. It only actually went up. They scored on their first two power plays of the game. The first of those two goals at 17:21 of the opening period. It was Maddox Fleming on a one-timer from near the top of the left circle. The puck saucered his way by Max Rude. Also an assist on the goal to Nick Ring. And then on a power play again at 12:59 of the second period, Fleming tied it up. In that instance, it was Sam Harris behind the Blackhawk net, skating to his left, passing the puck back to his right, and that combination of movements left an open side for Fleming to spike the puck in. Fleming from Harris at 12:58, making it a 2-2 game. All that work for the Stampede to tie it back up on special teams, but really for naught, because on the next Blackhawk shift, Waterloo was back in front. Sharp behind his net. Chased and kept it away from Erdman. Had Challey in the way and couldn't get it out. Challey now finds DeGraves, moves in for a shot. He scores! Here come the Hawks! DeGraves, who just committed to Penn State today, gives the Blackhawks a new lead. Less than a minute after the Stampede had tied it up, it's 3-2 Waterloo on a goal by Nick DeGraves. 25 seconds between the game-tying goal and the go-ahead goal as DeGraves gets his first of the year from Challey at 13:23. And then the Blackhawks would build on the lead in the third period. Taken away by the Hawks, Robertson off the window. It bounces and comes out to center. A two-on-one look. It's Lindbergh to the offensive zone centering. Shifsky shoots. He scores! Here come the Hawks. It's Garrett Shifsky for his second of the game. Set up by Lindbergh on a pass across the slot. Shifsky rifled in the shot from Gavin Lindbergh and Jake McClain at 4:42 of the third period to give the Blackhawks a 4-2 lead. And Waterloo would get a power play conversion on their second and final opportunity of the game. That came at 16:32. Murr is on it, then stripped of it by Thorson. Shifsky rims it clockwise back to the right point, O'Connell. Now Robertson deep slot shooting. Stopped, rebound. Thorson scores! Gavin Thorson puts the rebound back in for a power play goal. That's three unanswered for the Hawks. Waterloo ahead by three for the first time in the game. Thorson with the power play score, his third of the season, assisted by Ben Robertson and Garrett Shifsky at 16:32, and that would be it for the scoring. Waterloo 1-for-2 on the power play, Sioux Falls 2-for-3. The Hawks a big first period shots on goal edge. The shots were much closer the rest of the way, 8-7 in the third period. Final game totals, 32 Blackhawks shots to 23 for the Stampede. The win to Jack Spicer in his first USHL appearance. He made 21 saves to get it. Jackson Irving takes the loss despite 27 stops. He allowed all five Blackhawks goals. And that's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Midwest Fasteners makes the piece you're missing, and you can find it at Ted's. Finish your project with the full line of nuts and bolts from Midwest Fasteners made in Michigan and available at Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. Well, beginning Halloween weekend, the Blackhawks will play 8 consecutive home games through Thanksgiving. They've got one more on the road. A Saturday night matchup tomorrow in Omaha, and the Hawks will try to bring back a couple of more points from this trip before starting that long and important early season homestand next weekend. But for now, the Blackhawks able to celebrate a 5-2 victory in Sioux Falls.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.